Well, Bob was saying that he knew... He raced against Leonard Seppala two different times, you said.
I think it was 2 years.
Uh-huh. Where did you meet him?
I met him at Tofty. He, whenever he come up from Nome to Fairbanks, he stopped overnight at Tofty, so I met him there quite a number of different times.
What was he doing going from Nome to Fairbanks?
Well, he had going with his dog team. Come up quite often.
Was he carrying mail?
Anything?
Did he carry the mail?
No. Well, he carried the mail out of Nome up to Caltech or someplace.
Mm-hmm.
See, the relays were changed ever so often. A new carrier go from one place to another and then notified it.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to carry the mail out of Nome, but he mostly had passengers, see. He had two or three different times he had his Jackson banker out of Nome. He had him too with him, and another fellow by the name of, I know somebody
from Nome? Somebody from Nome?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he used to carry quite a few different people. He also had quite a number of government employees going back and forth.
In the winter time, if they went by dog team, they from Nome. Do you think they were going from Nome to Fairbanks to Valdez to go outside?
Yeah, I guess they would. Yeah, I presume so. Yeah, I know he. I got to know Jackson fairly well. He was going through this several times. I know him and the other fellow. He was in charge of municipal power plant. I can't remember his name now.
Mm-hmm.
Ramstead, I believe his name was. Yeah.
Ramstead.
Ramstead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know anybody in Nome named Hoop? Hoop, not Hoops, but Hoop.
No, well, I probably know the Nathan, but probably.
He had horses too, and he, I don't know where he got the. I imagine he brought a lot of the horse feed in, but he had teams of horses at Nome. He used them for freighting and for passengers.
Yeah.
When I was in Nome, his daughter was leaving.
Oh.
Leaving Nome, and she's moving down here, and she was born there, and.
Mm-hmm.
She had a fur lap robe, great big blanket size, made out of, I think it's wolf skin.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful big thing. She was selling all of everything she could sell.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody wanted that big thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like as long, well, it's bigger than a blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's got a bear rug, like her bear. Blanket like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get a bear home.
What do you use it for now?
The bed.
On the bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's up the mine.
Oh, it's up at the mine. Well, nobody in Nome wanted that, and she wanted to leave it. She didn't want to take it with her, and she asked me if the pioneers, you know, if there was a museum that would use it, and I told her that. We have a pioneer museum in Fairbanks, but we have a lot of nice things in there, but we don't have room for everything.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of things there that we don't have space to display.
Mm-hmm.
Same for the university museum. They don't have enough room.
Uh-huh.
So one thing led to another, and I bought it from her.
Yeah.
And I took it home to Fairbanks, and I threw it over an old couch, and it's a beautiful thing.
You're right, yeah.
Do you suppose I could get it would be possible to get that cleaned? Do you suppose there would be anybody who would clean something that big?
Well, don't
I think it sort of needs it.
Then people that cleaners that clean the sleeping bags, things like that, they should says I think they could put it through.
Yeah. Well, I'll check on that.
You can't use solvents on it.
No. I'll check around with the furriers and see what mm-hmm. they...
Oh, yeah. They can always put it through being cleaned, you bet.
But that's a big thing in mine.
Yeah, no, mine is big, too. Mm.
Well, how did you get yours?
I bought it in Martin Pierce's store in Fairbanks in... In 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm. Is it that old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful shape, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one that I got is was used by Mr. Hoop, and he was in Nome, you know, he went to Nome in 1899. Mm-hmm. But I don't know when he got this big rug. Mm-hmm. But it's got a lot of historic value, so I just couldn't see that. Nobody wanted it, it seemed, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, maybe they would just throw it away. And if nothing else, it'd make a good rug for a bedroom. You could put it on the floor where it didn't get a lot of wear. Mm-hmm. But now the bear robe that you have, is that as big as a blanket? Is
well, it, yeah. Or bigger, it must yeah. be. Yes. It's like here to the wall. And
it's
about that wide.
7 by 8, I think.
It's a big
thing. So I can use it under an hour. It takes up a
so you can...
It'll damn near cover a double bed
twice. A double bed, yeah.
A double bed twice?
Down
yeah.
There.
Yeah. Did you use it for many years? Did you sleep in it?
I used it ever since. When I was down there during the winters. All the winters I used it.
So when it's had many, many years of use.
40 years now, yeah.
Whoops, coming apart here. I broke this today. Some of my beads were flying all over the floor.
Beautiful.
I picked them all up.
Mm, but
it's, they're walrus teeth.
Wow.
That's been dyed. I don't know how it can get that color. And then it's a little chain. Thin mm-hmm. chain that goes through all these. And it broke today, so
too bad.
I guess I'd better just put it away.
You can get it fixed. Mm-hmm.
I can get it fixed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you better.
When you bought that bear robe from Martin Pinska, how much did you pay for it?
I paid...
Approximately. It's kind of hard to remember that.
About $200. Probably $200. $250, somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was it... tanned and made out here in Alaska, or was it made in the?
It was on a heavy blanket line. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I presume it was made in Alaska. I presume mm-hmm. maybe some of the native women sewed it. I don't know. Anyway, they had it in the Pinsker store. Well, they had a lot of different wolves. They had wolf and coyotes and so on. And lynx. They had quite a display of wolves in them days. Mm-hmm. Of course, now since then, my sleeping bag comes out, they all have a date.
Well, this summer when you were over at Manly, when you were over at your mining claims, did you use the bear robe?
Yes, I did.
Again?
Yeah. I used it whenever I found it.
So it's been in use since... You bought it in 1914 or 15.
Yeah.
There's smoke. There's a lot of history in that.
Yes, there's a lot of service.
I hope it's well preserved. That's a historic thing. Yeah. There, you know, really, Bob, there are not, I don't think there are too many like that in existence. They're big, bulky things that most people won't bother with.
Yeah, they are. Well, it's not so very heavy there. It's quite bulky, but not mm-hmm. very heavy.
We got an interesting note here. We got 4 generations of first sons in Alaska.
Is that right? That's you? Are you the oldest? the three boys?
I'm the oldest, and my oldest son has got a son now, so there's four. All the last three of us born here. Three generations.
He's one you're talking about. He's the oldest.
He's the oldest in his family.
Oldest in his family.
What?
You are the oldest boy in your family.
Yeah.
He's the oldest boy in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In his family.
Yeah.
And your son, your oldest son, yeah. And his oldest son. That'd mm-hmm. make a good picture. You should get someone to take that picture.
Yeah, well, we did at Christmas time.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. I've got my camera upstairs. I was going to take a picture of him tonight before I leave. Maybe be. Do the boys go to bed early?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know what time they go to bed. They go to school in the morning.
Well, tomorrow's Sunday.
No, that's Sunday tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Sunday. So I thought maybe before they go to bed. Well, you know, you must know, if you know the Busbys, then you know Mrs. Busby's mother, Mrs. Harkness. Harkness?
Yeah.
At our last pioneer meeting, she was there, and she brought a picture of very similar to what you're talking
five.
About.
She's got five oldest daughters.
Yeah. She's the oldest
five
daughter,
daughters.
And then her daughter, and her granddaughter, and...
Her great-granddaughter and her great-great-granddaughter.
Oh, it is a great-great-granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
But she is so cute. She is a... You know Mrs. Harkness.
Yeah, I know.
She is such a sweet little thing.
Amen, yeah.
She
90,
really is.
93, you know.
You know, I've... when she was the Queen Regent at Fairbanks...
Yeah.
I interviewed her. I didn't work for the paper at that time, but... But I belong to the Pioneers, and if somebody in the Pioneers doesn't do something like that, well, the paper seldom does anything. So when we have our Golden Days celebration, I always try to do a story on the King and Queen Regent.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the Pioneers appreciate it, but to me it's important historically to get some stories on these people.
She was Queen Regent.
She was Queen Regent.
My wife was Queen Regent down here.
That's right, I remember now. And you were up for the Golden Days. But I didn't know her very well until then, and I met her, and I talked to her and interviewed her. And she is one of the kindest women I've ever met. She's just a very, very kind person.
You bet, yeah.
She's really an unusual woman.
Yeah.
I've known her 40 years.
And when she was Queen Regent, she wore this beautiful beige or light brown dress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she had made that. It was her wedding dress.
Yeah, that's right.
And she was the exact same size, you know, 70 years later, I guess.
Yeah. Well, she's way up in the 90s.
93 now.
And when I get back to Fairbanks, I'm going to go see her and talk to her again, because it just makes me feel good to go talk to somebody like that.
Amen.
She might have lost her this last spring.
I understand she was
pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
One of her daughters lives just a few blocks about 2 blocks from us.
Well, speaking of the Queen Regent, our Queen Regent this year is Ina Utilla. Do you know Mrs. Utilla?
From down Ruby way.
Ruby and...
Yeah. I don't know them. I met them, but I never got really acquainted with them. I met them in Fairbanks.
You must have known Gus.
Yeah. I met him in Fairbanks at different times.
Mrs. Utilla is 92.
Mm.
92. She's Queen Regent this
year. And I did a story for the News Miner on her before I went down to Skagway and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a chance to do anything on the King Regent. His name is Einar Anderson. Maybe you know him. They call him Red Anderson.
Right.
But before, I thought before We have a Christmas dinner every year. The Pioneers have a Christmas dinner. Oh, yeah. We have it at the Eagles Hall. It's a big, big affair. Well, and I'm going to do a story then, I think, just, you know, to get some history on it.
The Pioneers moved down to, the Pioneers, that's actually, they moved back down to Pioneer Hall now, or Pioneer Home, didn't they?
No, they moved to Pioneer Hall at Alaska Land.
Yeah.
You know where Alaska Land is.
Oh, yeah.
You know where, have you seen the Pioneer Museum at Alaska Land?
No, I haven't.
That's the Pioneer Hall, where the little museum is. And then the other end is the big stampede. That's where the Rusty Herlene murals are. Have you seen those, Bob? It shows the gold rush to the interior. They're big, big murals about that, as long as that wall, and almost as high.
Mm.
There are about 13 or 15 of them.
I never stopped over long enough if I had things to. I was down there at the Pioneer Home once. Let me see who was taking there. I think Jan Link. I think it's somebody.
Jack Link.
You know, you're Jan Link.
Mm-hmm. When you go to leave here and go up to Fairbanks to go out to your claims, do you fly up or do you drive?
I drive and sometimes fly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I leave here, if I drive, I want to get home the next day, so I generally come through Fairbanks. We eat early in the morning or late at night, so I don't get the time to stop over.
Well, do you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, you better stop over so you can see some of Fairbanks.
Try to get into him. He gets his nose head one way and that's where he goes.
How long did you spend in Manly this year?
About 2 months.
2 months. Are there still some, there's still some old-timers over there, aren't there?
No.
I mean, early day miners?
No, there's not. No. Well, the only old-timer is...
How about Gus?
He's outside.
Yeah, the fellow up in Georgia, what's his name now? Archie Pringle and...
Archie.
And...
Dines Windich?
No, he's dead.
He's dead.
Pringle and just earlier. Oh, and but funny, if I want to get a word or a name, I sometimes can't get it.
Well, it's a long, long time ago, you know, and
it's
hard for me to remember names. It really is.
Yeah, I haven't traveled at the moment.
Well, tell me, what do you think of the Pioneer Homes?
Well, they're nice. The one in Fairbanks is beautiful, and the one in Palm is nice one too. Very nice.
Do you have friends who live there?
No, I don't know anyone in either one of the homes. But yes, I know Mrs. Collins in Fairbanks. And
well, she's gone now.
She's passed away.
She passed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When?
Just about a year ago, I think, wasn't it?
This last winter, I guess. Or maybe it was the year before.
Yeah,
it's been over a year.
That's so. Mm-hmm.
I see. just got my deal as historian last night for the appendix of last year, and Harry Avakoff had brought back to mind. He passed away last year, too.
Yeah.
And Danny Coyle, he passed away too, I understand.
Yes. Mrs. Coyle, we almost lost her this last winter.
Has she passed away?
No, but she was very ill. You know Mrs. Coyle?
Yeah, I know.
Adrian.
You wouldn't know her now. She's lost so much weight. She looks good.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But she was always a big woman, you know.
Yeah, she was.
But no more.
No. Let me see if... we saw her at the Pioneer Picnic out at the snake, no. Was it snakes? No, it's that, it was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Out in the car and some of the other.
No, this was last summer.
With last summer?
Yeah.
No, sometime I don't know.
Gene Schultz and
No,
maybe it was last.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because
Gene Schultz and Adriana and who else?
Well, there's a friend of Adriana's. Her name is Carol Clark. She was with her. They were traveling together, I think, and they went down to Kenai and Homer, and they went to the picnic.
All right.
And but Mrs. Coyle had a slight heart attack.
Yeah.
Let's see, it was Labor Day weekend, about a year ago.
Oh.
And it wasn't serious, but it was enough to put her in bed in the hospital for a while. And then she got some complications of her kidneys, and she got pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got in the hospital there in the Fairbanks, she just decided she didn't want to live anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And her friends just were really distressed. They didn't know what to do. But finally, Mrs. Ringstead and a couple others went up there and shook their finger at her and opened her mouth and made her eat. And she went back to the Pioneer Home, and then she's gradually recovered. But she stopped by my house about I think it was a week ago tomorrow. Last Sunday.
Mm, yeah.
I was washing windows, and she came by to visit, and she looks very good. But speaking of Mrs. Coyle and Denny Coyle, reminds me again of Ruby. Did you ever get to Ruby, to the Ruby Stampede? Did you ever go there?
No, I never went down. Well, I was down to Sims, but not at the time of the Stampede, no.
And the Iditarod Stampede, that was about the same time, wasn't it?
Well, it's a little earlier,
Not many people left from that.
No. They all passed away. I cannot remember.
How about the last stampede we had in the interior was the Shoshana.
Yeah.
Did you go there?
No, I didn't. I was at I was mining down at Manly at the time.
Yeah. You must have.
I know several of the boys that went, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't get that.
Well, you mined gold for many years, but did any of your sons go gold mining?
Not so far.
Not so far?
Well, I don't know.
At the price of gold, maybe they'll go out there and help you mine.
Well, they probably will someday.
Probably have to eat here after a while, where things are going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may.
When you were mining out in that area, did you ever have any serious accidents yourself? Did you ever break your arm or your leg?
No, I never did, no. I hurt my kneecap once. That's during that's the First World War, I hurt my kneecap, and we were ordered to go down to Tamina to fetch some medicine. I went down to fetch some medicine, and I was just choosing on account of my kneecap was.
Was it broken?
Yeah, it's kind of split and broken, yeah. But it all healed back together, never bothered me. It took a long time, though. And the war was over before I could use it normally.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you went down, were you going down to go into the army?
We were supposed to be inducted in the army, yeah. I was down there to have the examination down there at the Army doctor down
at
the
Fort Gibbon.
Yeah,
Gibbon.
Fort Gibbon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Army doctor looked at your knee?
Yeah, he told me that he couldn't accept me He says, maybe if the war keeps on, maybe after a year or so you'll be all right. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have your knee in a cast?
No, never had nothing to it. I had had it for quite a while when I went down there.
Uh-huh. And how did you crack your knee? Did you fall down? Or?
No. Well, I jumped up down in the mine. We had a car and they had stage up about this high. And I jumped on down and I caught myself on the tie in the railroad, in the tie, car ties down and below them. Kind of split the top of the cap. But I guess according to the doctor, evidently I started on it, so there's nothing he could do about it.
Do you have any problem with it?
No, never since. Never, no one.
How do you feel now? Do you have any arthritis or?
Well, no, I hurt my
elbow.
And that's been bothering me a little bit since once in a while, mm-hmm. Not much.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah.
But did any of the people you worked with have any serious accidents in the time you were?
No. You're very fortunate. Never had any accident in our mind.
Well, if someone had an accident, what would you do? Was there a doctor in Manly or?
At times we had a doctor there for about 2 or 3 years when Woodchapel was booming. We had a doctor, hospital doctor then.
You even had a hospital there?
Yeah. But then that died out and the people left. Nothing in there. We had schooling there afterwards.
When you first went to Fairbanks, the first time you went to Fairbanks, what did it look like?
Well,
any big, tall buildings?
Oh, I don't know. I'm finding it now. It's a tower. Oh, it's pretty nice, lively little mining town, as I'll say. Of course, it'd been booming before I got there, of course. And then Cleary and Goldstein and them were working in full blast, and then you're kind of on a kind of a down grade at the time. I seen Fairbanks up and down 2 or 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the FE company come in, that lined up and that kind of held it up pretty good. But that's about the last boost on just now.
Well, when you came through Fairbanks recently, did you see the FE power plant?
What?
You remember the big steam plant?
Yeah.
Did you see it this trip?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Maybe it's...
Probably didn't come around that way. Probably.
No, I didn't. That's right. I didn't, though. I came right on down past university and down. So I didn't get in time. That's right, yeah.
Well?
I was in, went to, on the other street over toward the bridge. The street you come in from Esther and
Nookia,
yeah.
Yeah.
I went in there, went over across the bridge there and went down, but I didn't see anything that I knew or anything, and it was a late in the evening anyway, Sunday evening.
Well, the reason I ask is that there's not much left.
I just probably
they're
not.
Taking it down.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
There's a group of Indians on a reservation in Oregon. They're buying it.
Oh.
And they're dismantling it.
Oh.
And they're going to they're taking it in freight cars and shipping it out, and they're going to reassemble it in Oregon. An old plant.
Well,
and that was built, I think, as I recall, Jack Link told me they built it in 1927.
Yes, quite a while ago, I don't think he went.
I think it first went into operation in 27.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And now it's going outside and going to be used again.
Mm-hmm. Well, changed everything. I didn't see that new hotel either.
The hotel?
There's supposed to be a new big hotel in Fayetteville.
Yeah, there is. Chena View.
Where's that?
Right where the Pioneer used to be. Where the Pioneer Hotel used to be.
Oh, down there. Oh,
yeah, right there.
Oh,
it's a nice place, and it's more of a working man's hotel. It's not a real fancy place, but it's very—it's new, and it's clean, and it's very nice. Mm-hmm. But the rates are more reasonable than some of the other. In Fairbanks, in the summertime, we have a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
And when they come up, they demand first-class facilities.
Sure, sure.
And that's a nice room with very nice furniture. And, well, you know, Bob, you're in the air business. You know what they want. They want a first-class restaurant and you know, all kinds of services. So to provide that, it costs money.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, you bet.
Same up in Nome. Up there, you know, I had a single room at the hotel. It's $30 a day.
$30?
Indeed.
Yeah.
You're going to have to excuse me, Ada.
Right.
You're going to
run. You can just keep following the rule.
Yeah.
Well, before you leave, why don't you let me get take one picture of you and your father?
All right.
Okay.
Let me run up and get my camera.
Yeah.